Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben is powered by Superbets. We've talked about the Paris Olympics, but what else do you have for us, Ben?
Gareth, it's an incredible sporting weekend, despite just the Olympics. So let's actually just start with the UFC. It is UFC 304, and it's in Manchester.
Oh.
Can you imagine how drunk and messed these oaks are going to get? And this is the funny part about
in
that.
In Manchester.
So, key Manchester, right? They'll go out for like a chip sandwich or whatever and stuff their face with saturated fats. But the fighting, the main card only starts at 4 a.m. because on American time.
I thought you were going to say the main fight's outside the stadium.
It probably will be. But this is
what you say to me, Clara? I'll come over there. Don't make me come over there.
So all these orange people are going to get.
Do ya?
They're going to get so wrecked as they normally do on a Saturday. Okay. Now they've all saved up to go to Manchester UFC 304, but it's on Europe on American time. So they're going to peak around midnight and then they're going to fall asleep. So if you watch. Watch the stadium itself, because the main card only starts at 4 a.m. These oaks are going to be, they'll need to find their third wind by the time that Paddy the Batty Pimblet comes out. It's going to be amazing entertainment. So the main card, there's three particular fights you should watch out for. Bobby Green versus Paddy Pimblet in the lightweight division. Mm-hmm. Then we got Tom Aspinall. So what the UFC does is they try to have as many local people on a card. So if they go to Manchester, you're not going to see guys from Turkmenistan fighting against guys from Estonia. Okay. You're going to get British people. So Paddy the Baddie, he'll be the
Paddy the Baddie.
He's his third last fight. Tom Aspinall is currently the interim heavyweight champion of the world because the heavyweight division's in a bit of turmoil right now with John Jones being injured and Stipe not wanting to fight anybody but John Jones. So he'll take on Curtis Blaydes. And then the main fight is Leon Edwards versus Bilal Muhammad. Now, these two have fought already, but Bilal got an eye poke from Leon Edwards, so the fight had to be called off. And it's going to be a really, really good fight because Leon Edwards is now in his third title defense. Really good clash of styles here. And these oaks really don't like each other because Bilal thinks, he keeps telling everyone that Leon is scared of him. Leon's like, dude, you're so beneath me. And Leon's an incredible kickboxer. He's got an incredible kill shot with his left foot. And he generally hits them all the time. So that's UFC 304. Wow. Again, the fight is going to be great, but watch the crowd. These people are going to be vomiting. They're going to be asleep. They're going to be back. The ones that are awake are the ones that can afford cocaine. It is going to be such a thing to watch. It really will be. Rugby-wise, it's obviously a slow one because the Box only pick up the game again on the 10th. Where they play the Rugby Championships. They are off going to Australia. Next week, we'll get into that. But it's Curry Cup. So Griffins versus the Cheetahs tonight, Pumas versus the Griquas tonight. And then we've got Saturday, Lions versus the Sharks and Blue Bulls versus Western Province. Bit of a three-horse race, really. It's the Lions, it's the Bulls, it's the Cheetahs. Province have started out quite steady, but they have had tough fixtures. The Sharks are beyond dog shit. They need like an exorcism. We've been saying this for weeks now.
Wow.
And then like the Pumas, the Griffins and the Cheetahs.
Beyond dog shit.
They are. I mean, it's just... They lost 2 weeks in a row now. They lost the Griquas, then they lost the Pumas, and they've still got lots of talent, which makes it even more frustrating. In the Formula One, we've got the Belgian Grand Prix. Now, this is always really, really great because it's at the Franck de Spa something circuit.
Right.
But it's beautiful because it's like a forest and there's like long, winding roads. So it's great for overtaking. It's one of Europeans' top circuits. It's one of the really great European circuits, right? Like the old Grand Prix that the purists love. Mm-hmm. Now, the drama is that Max Verstappen is looking like he's going to have a 10-place penalty put on him. Not because he looks funny. It's just that he's using a different power unit. So how it works is that you can only do so much with your car with so much money throughout the season. And he had a bit of a whoopsie at the Canadian Grand Prix. So he's going to need to have another power unit. Mm. And you only have so many. So you'll be docked places. So there's a good chance that he might start at 10th.
Sure.
Which sucks. He has come from behind a lot at this track because it's really great for overtaking. And that's why they're going to incur this penalty, because they'll take the risk. So they go, cool, we go for a new engine. We'll make up the places. So the thing about that is that because he's so great, in the past, he would be like, cool, my car will do it. I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more competitive this year. I mean, if you just look at the driver standings, Verstappen's on 265, Lando Norris on 189, and the McLaren duo of Norris and Piastri are bloody good right now. Now, just to keep it in mind, so you get 25 points to win the race, 18 for second, 15 for third, 12 for 10th, and then it goes down in increments of 2. Sorry, 12 for 4th. Then it goes down in increments of 2. So Verstappen's got a healthy lead, but it's going to be just kept on like chipped away. So the Belgian Grand Prix, F1 in general right now is about as good as it can be. But just to give you an update on the things that you should look out for in the Olympics itself, like I said today, just the opening ceremony. So that's wonderful. Tomorrow, it really starts to kick off again. We've got the men's hockey, SA versus New Zealand, 12:45. Ooh, yes. And then we've got the rugby sevens, SA versus France. So we're taking on the host team. And it's in the Stade de France, where they played the Rugby World Cup last year.
Nice.
And it is full. Like nice. Last night for the quarters was full. And France got through against Argentina. The Blitzbockers beat the All Blacks. The Blitzbockers had to qualify for this event a few weeks ago. They had to go to some godforsaken place and play other people that weren't that good.
No.
They came in there. They scraped into the quarterfinals somehow. They were seeded eighth in the quarterfinals, and they beat the All Blacks, who were number one.
Sure.
So that is going to be the semifinal. Of course, if they go through to there, then they get into the bronze medal match. Sorry, they get into the gold medal match because they're playing semis, and that'll be at 7:45 on Saturday. If they lose that, they go to the bronze medal match, which will be at 7 on Saturday. Mm. So let's aim high. But there is so much. There's so many medal events. There's diving, there's cycling, there's judo, skateboarding, fencing. That's all tomorrow. And then Sunday, there's like a whole other just huge selection of games. So in the hockey, we got the Aussie women taking on the SA women at 12:45. And then the men will be taking on Great Britain at 8:15. And then the rugby sevens for the women starts on Sunday. We'll be taking on Ireland. I'm not going to win that, but we'll be taking them on anyway in the spirit of competition. And then for medal events, I mean, if you love shooting, the 10-meter yes. air pistol.
Yes, I saw some of that already. No, they started that before the opening ceremony.
Yes, as they do with the football and the rugby.
Why do they do that?
Well, they can't fit it all in.
It's just such a big schedule. It's just so much. You can get judo medal events to look out for. There's mountain biking, there's archery, the women's team bronze. You can see who that person might be at 4:48. Basically, get the app, commit yourself to the couch, maybe adult nappies at this stage, because it's just never going to end.
It's so great.
Yeah. It's just never going to end. Maybe soiling yourself is not great, but you don't want to miss any of this action. And it goes on until about 10:30 every single night. None of that probably made sense to you, but I'm overflowing with how much great excitement there is for the Olympics right now. And Sunday, you can also watch table tennis. We didn't discuss that. That's always fun to watch. And the artistic gymnastics also carries on. So that's on Sunday. So you've got the Formula One, Belgian Grand Prix, Go Max from the back. You've got the UFC, Manchester People, Leon Edwards beating Bilal Muhammad. You've got the rugby. Now, there is, of course, other sports in the go, but I think that's enough for this weekend.
You know what? You've spoilt us.
I'll tell you what to bet on as well. I feel very strongly about this.
Okay, let's go.
Some bonus stuff from Ben.
So I'll tell you. So I've got a hypothetical 100 that's going to return me about 350 by just betting on the home favorites at the UFC. So Paddy the Baddie's got the toughest fight of the three against Bobby Green, who's a very old seasoned pro. He's fought 32 times in the UFC or as an MMA professional. Tom Aspinall is going to beat Curtis Blaydes because Tom Aspinall is phenomenal. I think he is the best heavyweight in the world right now. And then Leon Edwards, I just think, has too many like weapons against Bilal. Remember the name Muhammad. So if you bet on those three oaks to win, just win. Not talking any funny submissions or calling the rounds. Mm-hmm. Your 100 could get you a hypothetical 350 back in your Superbets account.
I like it. Take Ben's bets seriously.
Okay.
Could win.
Last week I gave you two absolute pearlers. Those Georgians with the handicap.
You did.
And then the box obviously annihilating Portugal. So there hopefully we have the same luck.
Fantastic.
And fun this week.
There we go. Fantastic. Thank you, Ben. We really are spoilt. It's going to be a great weekend, and now you have to just schedule your time very, very carefully. Make sure you get all the snacks you need in advance. If you are feeling like you're maybe overdoing the snacks, you could do your exercise in front of the TV. Well, jog on the spot.
Well, that's the thing. You're binging sports. So it's a bit unhealthy to be sitting all the time, but you'll be so inspired by watching these people do amazing things that you'll eventually do something as well.